I'd like to speak about the Shaila that, being a Moel, it's quite close to my heart, the Shaila Agavamila. Now, the story happened here in town. It wasn't a new occurrence that happened in town, it's happened previously here and elsewhere. A baby was born, that happens quite frequently, Baruch Hashem. The Shaila over here was that the baby was born, a baby boy, and he had to have a bris on the eighth day. And the eighth day turned out to be the second day Yom Tov. Now, we know that we make a bris on the eighth day. It doesn't matter if the bris eighth day is on Shabbos. It can be Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter when it is. We make it on the eighth day. However, the question over here was that the baby was born by a cesarean section, or known in the Divrei Chazal as a Yotzei Dofen. Came out the wall. The woman is as opposed to regular birth. So it's generally well known that a cesarean section we do not do on Shabbos. And Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos. Most melachos, except melachos eichel nefesh, things which you need for food, Shabbos is the same as Yom Tov. And we keep Yom Tov Sheni, and Chutzlaretz we keep Yom Tov Sheni, with basically the same severity as Yom Tov Rishon. So why should there be a shaila about having a bris of a cesarean boy, a baby boy born by cesarean section? Why should there be a shaila about having the bris on the second day Yom Tov? It would seemingly be that you don't have the bris. So let's analyze the Shaila. Now, Yom Tov Sheni is the same as Yom Tov Rishon, we just said a minute ago. Except in Divrei Chazal, we found specifically regarding two different halachas that Yom Tov Sheni has not got the same din as Yom Tov Rishon. The first halacha is, well, obviously Yom Tov is not the same as Shabbos for cooking, we know that. But the difference between Yom Tov Sheni, the second day of Yom Tov, versus the first day of Yom Tov. The first halacha we found is legabe kvura, legabe burying. The halacha is if someone dies in Yom Tov, so in Yom Tov Rishon, yis'asku boy amonim. We say that a goy can dig the kever, and the goyim get busy with the burial. But if a person dies in Yom Tov Sheni, and you bury him on Yom Tov Sheni, on the second day of Yom Tov, so even a yid is allowed to go and dig, and he's allowed to do melachos v'shodarai, so you can dig. Dig is a melechas chofer, it's a derivative of plowing. You dig in a field and outdoors. You're allowed to dig the kever, and you're allowed to bury him up, and all the melachos you're allowed to do for a mace on Yom Tov Sheni, even a yid is allowed to do. That's the first difference we found between first day Yom Tov and second day Yom Tov. The second difference there is between first day Yom Tov and second day Yom Tov is legabe refuah. On Shabbos, there's an exera de rabbanon of refuah. One cannot take medicine unless it's on seriously ill, or ill so much as that he's laid up in bed. If a person simply has a headache, that's it, and he wants to take medicine for a headache, so that's forbidden on Shabbos. On Yom Tov Rishon, it's also forbidden. On Yom Tov Sheni, we say that's allowed. That's refuah. So there's no difference between second day Yom Tov and third day Yom Tov. So just like on first day Yom Tov, we don't do a bris of Yetzer Daven, on second day Yom Tov, we should also not do a bris of Yetzer Daven. Now, why do we say that on Shabbos at all, you do not do a bris of a cesarean section boy? What's the source? And Bechlal, even generally, what is the problem with doing a bris on Shabbos? What is the chil of Shabbos involved? So the pashtus is that the chil of Shabbos is chabur. We'll see later on, there could be the section option as well. But the pashtus is a chabur. That when you do the bris, and it's part of the ikar mitzvah ma'isav mila, is that you have to have blood coming out, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is actually passing this in Shuvah Aloch L'maisa, if you do bris in a way that stops the blood coming out using certain tools, that there should be no blood, blood coming out, so you haven't been yet to the chavis mila. You have to have blood coming out by a mila. The child has to bleed. So that's Issa Malacha on Shabbos. Now, that's an Issa Malacha on Shabbos to make someone bleed. On Shabbos, nevertheless, we do bris, even though you bring Odecha the Issa of Shabbos. Sorry? Oh, so, where's the source for that? That's a Pasuk in Parashat Tzriya. Yeah, Uvayoyim Hashemini Yimoyl Basar Olosai. On the eighth day, you have to give a child a bris. A woman gives birth to a son, Ishaki Sazria, she becomes pregnant, Viyoldo Zocha, she gives birth to a boy, Tomo Shivas Yomim, she becomes Tomi for 7 days, and then Uvayoyim Hashemini Yimoyl Basar Olosai. On the eighth day, you have to give him a bris. And Chazal Darshan Uvayoyim, on day, when the Pasuk says Uvayoyim, specific on the day, it means Uvayoyim Afilu B'Shabbos. Yeah? Now, let's just go through a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is like this. It's on Daf Kuf Lamed Heyom and Aleph. Omar Rav Asi said, Kol she'imoy tmei oleido, ni'imoy l'shmoyna. Any child whose mother is Tomei because of the birth is Tamei Alodeh. It has a bris on the eighth day. It means a baby who is born, whose mother becomes Tomei for 7 days, then he has the bris on the eighth day. And if his mother, the culture ain't Nimo Tamei Alodeh, if his mother does not become Tomei from the birth, then he's not Nimo Lishmoni, he does not have a bris on the eighth day. That means he doesn't have to have a bris on the ninth day, he can have a bris on the first day. There's no day set aside specifically for a bris. Generally, a child has to have a bris on the eighth day, unless you have to push it off for whatever reason. But the day of the bris, the first day of the bris, or the day where you should have the bris, is the eighth day. But a child whose mother is not Tomei later, she does not become Tomei from the birth. So then the baby does not have to have a bris on the eighth day. Yeah, that's the halacha that a woman who gives birth, even if she gives birth and she doesn't have any blood, she doesn't bleed in any which way, nevertheless, she's Tomei like a nidah. She's Tomei like a nidah, she's exactly like a nidah for the next 7 days, even if there's no blood whatsoever. A yotze doifen, a woman who gives birth by a yotze doifen, by a cesarean section, she doesn't become Tomei. She doesn't become Tomei kedim dinah for 7 days. And Chazal say this is from the Pasuk that says, Isha ki sazria, if a woman gives zera, she gives birth, she becomes pregnant, v'yol dezoch, and she gives birth. So Chazal learned from the Pasuk that the birth has to be in a natural way. If the birth is in a natural way, then she is Tomei for 7 days. If the birth is in an unnatural way, that means we cut open her stomach and take out the baby, then she's not Tomei for 7 days. So Rav Asi said that from the juxtaposition in the Pasuk of the halacha that a woman becomes Tomei for 7 days after birth, and the halacha that you have to have a bris on the eighth day, from the fact that the Torah puts these two dinim together, we learn that they're interdependent. A woman who gives birth in a way that she becomes Tomei, that son has to have his bris on the eighth day. And a woman who gives birth in a way that she does not become Tomei, that son does not need to have a bris on the eighth day. So the Gemara asks, Amale Abaye asks to Rav Asi, Doiras Harishoni Mechichol. We've had the din of Mitzvah Mila for many generations, even before the Torah was given, from Avraham Avinu. The halacha that was stated by Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you have to give a bris on the eighth day. Now, all of Avraham Avinu's family, his avodim, because avodim are also Eved Kanani, is also chayiv in bris mila, and goyish slave is also chayiv in bris mila. None of those people had din nida. They didn't have any din tumas neder. They never became tomei from birth, because there was no Torah yet. So Abaye asks that you see from Avraham Avinu that he had the halacha of having to give a bris by the eighth day, and nevertheless there was no din of tumas leida. You weren't obligated to become. You weren't obligated to keep the halachas of tumah.
Mitzias was that.
Which mitzias? Mitzias
of the leida.
It's not toil on the mitzias of the leida. It's toil on the din of leida. That's what he says. Kol she imoy tmeo leida. If she's tomei leida, if she becomes tomei from leida, she gives birth. Rashi explains it's not only comes
no,
to exclude.
Sorry? Kodman Torah, there's no dinum of late.
So, what do we see over there? So, what
it's
do we see
Kodman Torah?
There's just the din of Mila on the eighth day. It's not dependent on the din of Tumah.
What eighth day was there then?
Eighth day after the baby was born. When the baby was born, eighth day.
It wasn't connected to the.
The existing ones, there's no eighth day.
Yeah, but halacha was mal the existing ones now, and the next ones carry on doing bris. Yitzchak Avinu had a bris on the eighth day.
Pardon?
That's called Kodman Torah.
Kodman,
yes.
You didn't came along, that's all. You did step out.
Oh, very good. So you know what happened to the Gemara's Terence? The Gemara says, Rav Asi says, Tim Nitna Torah v'nischach Halacha. The Torah was given and the Halacha became mischudish, was renewed. So we'll see exactly what this means. We'll see shortly what this means. How exactly do you understand this phrase of Nitna Torah v'nischach Halacha? The Torah was given and a new Halacha came around. The Halacha was there. It's done. Agav, we find a similar halacha by Gidah Noshe. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu had the halacha of Gidah Noshe. Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as Gidah Noshe. And it's machlokes amirim where the b'nei Yaakov were mitzuv in that, where the b'nei Yaakov had to keep the halacha of Gidah Noshe. And the Shaila comes along. What happened when Matan Torah happened? By Mila is different because Mila had two tzivuyim. We had a tzivuy by Avraham Avinu. There was Avraham Avinu got given the mitzvah, and we got given the mitzvah in Parashat Tzria, by Matan Torah. So it was given twice. So we'll see exactly what happened in those two halachas. So the Gemara goes and asks a kasha on this assumption. First of all, the Gemara says that, so we've got a machlokes here. Rav Asi says that it's dependent, and Abaye said, you see from the Deres Rishonim it's not dependent. So the Gemara asks that we learned there was a machlokes. A yotze doifen, umishe shen shtei arlos, someone who's born by a cesarean section, or a child who's got two arlos, that means he's got two skins coating the member, or it can be that he's got two gidim. Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Rav. So there's machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Rav. Chad Omar mechalelun lo v'Shabbos. One says that you do the bris even on Shabbos, even though it involves chil of Shabbos. V'chad Omar, and one says ein mechalelun, that you don't do the bris on Shabbos. Ad kan loy pligi elo lechalel v'Shabbos. The machlokes here is only whether you may do the bris with chil of Shabbos. Aval lishmoina vaday mahalina loy. But everyone agrees you definitely give the bris on the eighth day. So we see it from this machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Rav, that you can have a bris on the eighth day without it being mechalish, without doing chil Shabbos. That means there's no mitzvah chil Shabbos. There's a halacha that you don't be mechalish Shabbos according to one of them, but nevertheless you have to do the bris on the eighth day. That's what it seems. And for the Gemara, nein hava altalia. The halacha of the eighth day and Shabbos are interdependent, so it all works together. You can only do a bris on Shabbos if today is the day that you have to do the bris. If today is the eighth day that you have to do the bris today, so you do the bris on Shabbos. If there's no halacha of the eighth day, you can do the bris as soon as the baby is born. So there's no halacha to do the bris on Shabbos. So maybe it's not nimel l'shmoina. It's all interdependent. Now the halacha we mentioned earlier is that an Eved Kanani also has to have a bris. Now there's an Eved Kanani, the pasuk in Lech Lecha says there's two types of Eved Kanani. There's a Yelit Bayis, an Eved Kanani who gets born by you in your house. And there's a Mikanas Kesef, an Eved Kanani you buy. So the Gemara goes on to say that there's a Mikanas Kesef, one Eved Kanani that you buy. Quotes of long brayser, machlokes of tanoim. There's an eved kanani that you buy, and there's an eved kanani that's born by you, and both can have a type of mila where you have a bris on the first day, and both you can have a type of mila where you have the bris on the eighth day. There's a mikanas kesef nimel echot, where you buy an eved and he's straight away nimel. You buy a grown-up eved, let's say, and the day he does tefila, you do it straight away. Or you can buy an eved the day he's born, really. As long as he's born outdoors, and you just buy the eved, he's born by someone else, and you buy just the child, you can give a bris to the child straight away as soon as you get him, even if the child's only a day old. That's a miknas kesef who's nimoil le'echot. And there's a miknas kesef who's nimoil le'shmoino. And then there's a child who's born by you who's nimoil le'echot, who has a bris on the first day, and a child who's born by you who has a bris on the eighth day. And I'm not going to go into all the technicalities, we'll just put out the line from the price which is relevant to us. So Rav Chama says that you have a case that yoldo v'achakach itvilo. Halacha is to make a woman or a man even into an Eved Kanani, woman into Eved Kanani, man needs a mila and tvila. Yeah, he needs to have a bris and he needs a tovel and a mikveh. And until he has those two things happening to him, he's not an Eved Kanani. He doesn't get the status as an Eved Kanani. And the status of Eved Kanani grants him chiyuvim as a yid almost. He gets to keep it as a sheyashen as makroma, mitzvah shalosah, etc. And he's got a type of kedusha sishrol, some type. And a shivcha only needs tefillah. A shivcha, a female only needs tefillah. So Rav Chama says, yolda, if I bought a shivcha and I haven't yet managed to do the tefillah for her, she hasn't yet managed to be tevil and mikveh. So yolda, v'achakach itvilah. If she gave birth, and only afterwards, that's when she did the tefillah and she became a shivcha knanis. Zeu yulid bayis shanim alechot. This is the type of Eved who is born in my house because I bought the Shivcha, she's now my property, and she gave birth when she was in my domain. So the child was born within my domain, within my Rishus. Nevertheless, because his mother didn't yet have the din or kedusha of an Eved Kanani, so he's born, he has a bris on the first day. Hitbilo, but if I bought her when she was pregnant even, ve'achakach yolda, and then she gave birth after she had the tvila, after she dipped in the mikveh, Zeu yilid bayis anim lishmoino. So in such a case, the child has a birth on the eighth, the bris on the eighth day. But Tanakama, that's Rav Chama's shita. Now Tanakama says lo yishno alei ben tefila hitvila v'achakal chiyola. It doesn't make a difference whether she was tovlo and then she gave birth, or when tovlo v'achakal tefila, whether she gave birth and then she dipped in the mikveh. Now a shifcha kananis has got to keep halachas of tumah v'tayra. She has din tumas later. She's tummy for 7 days. Now obviously, the term for 7 days for Shifcha Kananis is she doesn't have a husband, the Shifcha Kananis can't get married. But the Eved who's married her, is also the Eved who's with her is also to be with her, and she can be Metama thing, she's Metama food, and Nido is Metama, to Mevatara. So Rav Chama says it doesn't matter even if, Tanakama is saying, even if she gave birth, when she did not yet have the Halachos of Tuma of birth, because she had not yet been Tovel in a Mikveh, nevertheless, Tanakama says you still do the bris when? On the eighth day. So we see from Tanakhama, from the Tanakhama, the Braisa, he holds that the din of the eighth day of Mila is not dependent on the din Tumah. They're separate halachas. So we see here that there's a machloikas, Tanakhama and Rabbi Chama, about this halacha, about whether we depend the Tumah. So how do we rule? It started off with Rav Asi saying that they're interdependent. Abaye was choylek. Then we saw that there's another machlokes, Rav Chia and Rav Huna Barav, another machlokes. And then we saw there's machlokes Tanoim as well. So how do we pass it? So the answer is, it's a big, big malagabaga. The Rif brings the whole sugya as is. He doesn't only bring one shit, he brings the whole sugya. So the Balamoyer is medag from the Rif, it would seem that the Rif is paskinim. That he's not paskinim, that it's a sofek. He's bringing both shittas, so we have to be machmir about like both shittas. What's the chumra of both shittas? That will assume that he can't have a bris on the eighth day, on Shabbos, but nevertheless, you can't do bris before the eighth day. There's a tzad that's dependent, so we can't do them. We can't do it before the eighth day. There's a tzad that's dependent, so you can't do it on Shabbos, sorry. And there's a tzad that they're not dependent. The halacha of Tumah and Shabbos and Nir are not dependent, so you can't do it on Shabbos either. So you have to wait for the eighth day, which will happen to be after Shabbos perhaps. That's how the Rif is ruling, that's how the Balamur paskins. And it seems that Bahag paskins like this, and it seems like the way the Milchamas learns is like this as well. The Ritvo on Rabbeinu Yonah paskin like Tanakam, that they're not dependent. That means the halacha is that you have to have the bris on the eighth day, but it is not Deicha Shabbos, it doesn't push off Shabbos. And he has to have the bris on the eighth day, sorry, and it does push off Shabbos according to Tanakama, because the bris halacha is that he has to have the bris on the eighth day, even though his mother is not Tomei Leida. So it would come out that Yetzidah, if a child born by cesarean section, would have a bris according to Tanakama, he have a bris on Shabbos even on the eighth day, because it's not dependent on the halacha of Tumah. The Rambam is quite interesting, because the Rambam paskins, it's seemingly the Chumra, because he paskins that you don't do the bris on Shabbos and you have to wait for the eighth day. And Reb Chaim comes and he says that even though it seems that the Rambam is paskening that it's a sofek, and therefore we have to be machmer for both sides, that we can't do the bris on Shabbos and we have to wait for the eighth day. But Reb Chaim comes and he says actually an interesting mahalach in the Rambam, and it's actually connected to what you said before about nit notera v'nischad shaloch. How do you learn that? There were two halachas. There was halacha by Avraham Avinu that you have to have the bris by the eighth day, and there's halacha that said to Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah that you have to have the bris on the eighth day. So the Rav Chaim says is that the two dinim, according to the way the Rambam is passing, is that the two dinim remained. There was a halach of the eighth day from Avraham Avinu, and there's a halach of the eighth day by us as well. What would be the nafkamina between the two? Why do we need two halachas? For our case. For a Yotze Doifen. Because a Yotze Doifen who is born, he does not have the halach of Parshas Tazria, because the two halachas are interdependent, because his mother does not become Tomei Leida. But nevertheless, he still has the halacha left over from Avraham Avinu. They have to have the bris on the Yom HaShemini. That's how the Rambam learns. That's how Reb Chaim says the Rambam learns. So how are we coming out? According to most of the Rishonim, yeah, according to the Tzimini, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch rules as well, it's a Sofek. And it's much based on Mikdash Chaim. If a person does a Beshogig, he does a bris of Yetzir Defen on Shabbos, he'd have to bring an Oshon Tomin, because perhaps he's been over the Shabbos. According to the Rambam, he'd have to bring a Chatos, because it's definitely according to the way the Chaim is learning, because it's definitely Chil Shabbos. So where does that leave us for Yom Tov? Same, right?
Just like Shabbos.
Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos. Okay, let me read you out the Mishnah, which is also in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph. Okay? Kata Nima Lishmoina, Letisha, La'asara, La'echad Asara, or Liyudbeis. Le'pachas V'lo Yosef. A child can have a bris on the 8th day, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, on the 11th day, on the 12th day. And that will be, as long as we haven't pushed off the bris for health reasons, it will be the first available opportunity. It can either be the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th. But never less than the 8th day, because you can only do a bris from the 8th day, never more than the 12th day. Okay, so how would this be possible? Kedarko Yishmoina, a poor child is born Tuesday morning, a baby is born healthy and well with a regular birth, so the bris happens Tuesday morning, the following Tuesday, 8 days. So if a child is born after Shkia, in Manchester there's about an 8-minute window to be Vadei Ben Ashmoshes. It's in between, there's a four-minute window when it's a big problem. The halacha is like this: a child is born, he has to be born on the day, so you have the bris on the next day. What about if we don't know which day he was born? Not because we were just not aware what time he was born, but he was born after Shkia, let's say. So according to the Goyim, Shkia happens when the sun sets, and the nightfall is 13 and a half minutes later, let's say. So in those 13 and a half minutes, a child is born, so we're not sure whether he's born on Sunday, he was born on Monday. Yeah, in Manchester, there's a time where 49 minutes after Shkia Be'erach, it's Nacht, according to the calendar, but according to Rabbi Natam, it's still yesterday. So you've got a bit of a window where you can have a child where his wrist is either definitely on Sunday or definitely on Monday, depending on which it you're like. That's Ben Ashmosha. So Ben Ashmosha, if he's born in a Sofik, whether it's Sunday or Monday, we push off the wrist the following day. Ben Ashmosha shall have a Sharev Shabbos. Let's say he was born Friday night, Ben Ashmosha. So perhaps the baby was born Friday, so the wrist should be Friday. But maybe he was born on Shabbos, so he can't do the wrist on Friday because it will be early. So you should put it off to Shabbos, but perhaps he was born on Friday, and it's going to be Shalom Yismanoi. You can't do a bris Shalom Yismanoi on Shabbos, so we have to push it off to Sunday. So that's already 10. Yeah? Yom Tov L'Achal Shabbos. If it's Sunday, it comes out to be Yom Tov, like Pesach is going to be. Yeah? So Nima L'Achal, so you have to push it off to Yom Tov. Shnei Yomim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nima L'Shnei Masar. If there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then he has the bris the following Tuesday.
Rosh Hashanah can't be on Sunday,
but it can be on Thursday. So Rosh Hashanah will be on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and you have to do the bris on Sunday. So we're going to get to that. Excellent. Why did the Mishnah talk about Rosh Hashanah?
Because it's both days the same.
Kedusha Achaz. Okay. Yeah. And if it wasn't Kedusha Achaz?
A normal second day yom tov,
keep like a regular yom tov. So what difference does it make?
No, it's mutzah the same on second day.
Pardon?
Certain things are mutzah saying the yom tov, but not mutzah Rosh Hashanah.
We said the only thing that's mutzah on second day yom tov is kura, to bury someone who died on second day yom tov, and refuah. So why would that be Rosh Hashanah? So the kasha is a good kasha. It's the kasha of the Rishonim. The Rosh says, why does the Mishnah, sorry? So the Kasha of the Rishonim is, why does the Mishnah talk Dafka about Rosh Hashanah? Now people mentioned here Kedusha Achas. Even if it's not Kedusha Achas, we still machmir for second Yom Tov, so why should it make a difference? Oh, so the Rosh says in Klal Chovot, in Tshuvas, a very short Tshuva, he says, why did the Mishnah write Rosh Hashanah? Because the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the only time you have 2 days Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. You never have 2 days Yom Tov otherwise. But any other 2 day Yom Tov, the Rosh says, doesn't make a difference. Let me read you out the Rambam. Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav. Kol mi she'ein edeiches Shabbos, any bris which does not push off the Shabbos, ein edeiches Yom Tov Rishon, does not push off the first day Yom Tov. V'deiche Yom Tov she'ini, and it pushes off second day Yom Tov. Even a bris which does not push off Shabbos, pushes off the second day Yom Tov. V'shnei Yomim Tov v'shol Rosh Hashanah, but the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, ein edeiche lo yis harishoy, Veloyes Hasheni does not put off not the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Chayin Mila Shalom Bizman also Mila, which is not in its time, Ein Adoicha Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah does not push off the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Definitely, the first day of Rosh Hashanah doesn't push off, yeah. But even the second day of Rosh Hashanah doesn't push off. Now the Rambam is very, very specific. It's a halacha which is related specifically to the first day, to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But second day of Yom Tov, it does push off. So the Rambam has got a very, very nice diuk in the Mishnah. So state in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says only second day Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam passes like the Mishnah. The shaila is why? What's the source? What's the svar in the Rambam? And the truth is that the Achronim Mamish go to town, they speak at great length about this. Many, many Achronim speak about it. I'll give you a couple of just short examples. The Chassam Sofer. There's a famous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in a few places asks, why do we b'chal have a second day Shavuos? We keep second day Yom Tov because it's minhag avosenu v'yodeinu, and the Shluchim never used to get you. But 50 days after, it's more than 50 days, it's 67 months after we knew when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was, 67 days after we knew when Rosh Chodesh, 66 days we knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So the Shluchim could have got to Chutzlar to tell us when Rosh Chodesh happened, of Nissan, we'd figure out when Pesach was, Count 50 days from then. We know where Shavuos was, so why do we have 2 days Shavuos? The Chassam Sofer says it's a like plug. It's a famous Chassam Sofer in a few places that he tells us, that teaches us the koyach of Chazal, that koyach of the Chazal can make a second day Yom Tov even just as a like plug. But the Chassam Sofer starts making cheshbon. He says Yom Kippur, we only keep 1 day. Why do we keep Yom Kippur 1 day? Because the Gemara says, "Yumeis Ezra leinis Abra Elo." It was very, very, very rare that you would push off Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur would turn out to be the same day. So generally, we'd keep the kvius that Elul would only have 29 days was a very, very strong assumption. But nevertheless, there's still a small mock of suffering. There was still a slight tzad that it could happen.
You can't fast for 2 days.
So that's Chazal said, because you can't fast for 2 days, so we'll take that assumption. But the assumption was a very, very strong assumption. It wasn't a regular suffering. Now, there was also places in Eretz Yisrael where the Shluchei Nisan used to arrive, but the Shluchei Tishrei could not arrive. The messengers used to come from the Beis HaMikdosh, they could arrive to a certain place in Nisan, but they couldn't arrive in Tishrei. In Tishrei, there was an extra day of Yom Tov. So let's say someone lived, 14 days travel away from Yerushalayim. So in Tishrei, the messenger of Beis Din was not able to get there. Because he had Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Yom Tov was Rosh Hashanah, he couldn't leave. First day of the Chodesh was Rosh Hashanah, he couldn't leave yet. And then he had Yom Kippur as well, he had to hang around for. He couldn't travel. So he was delayed. So the distance you could travel in Nisan was further than the distance you could travel in Tishrei. So if you had a place where the Shluchei Nisan used to arrive, where the messengers from Nisan used to arrive, but the messengers from Tishrei didn't used to arrive, you always had to keep second day Yom Tov there, even in Nisan, because it was also a loy plug. So the chashash that it was second day Yom Tov, the Chassam Sofer says, was a very weak chashash in very many places. And he said, so therefore therefore Chazal said, klapei mila, and this is where they stated in this Mishnah, klapei mila, we carry on doing it, even on second day Yom Tov. On second day Yom Tov, Chazal said, mila can still happen, even if it's shalom yizman. Rabbi Tzeleponovizer says that it's because of mitoich. There's certain halachos which are mutter. Yeah, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're also allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. What's the issue of shechting an animal? Killing it. What? Netilas Neshom. What's the issue of chabura on Yom Tov? Netilas Neshom. So mitoich shehutra l'toyr l'toyrech, you're allowed to shecht an animal to eat it. So you also allowed shalom l'toyrech, and you have to have a toyrech Yom Tov. And the toyrech of a mitzvah is toyrech Yom Tov, says the Rabbi Tzeleh. And the Rambam holds it's like Avelus. Rambam holds that Avelus is also the Yom Tov Sheni. That if a person has an Avelus Yom Tov Sheni, I think it's an Avelus of Yom Rishon. He says, I can't remember if it's Avelus only Yom Rishon or maybe even Yom Sheni. Al Kolpon, that's the Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov. You have to keep Avelus on second day Yom Tov. Al Kolpon, there are many, many Mahalchim in the Rambam to explain why the Rambam passed in second day Yom Tov. You can do a bris even which is definitely not in its time, like the Mishnah. What about if it's a sophic, if it's in time? We said that there's Ben Ashmoshes, a child was born, and Ben Ashmoshes, to have the bris on the second day. He's been on Ben Ashmoshes, so either the bris should be the first day Yom Tov or the second day Yom Tov. Why not?
Why should it be the second day Yom Tov?
Because let's say he was born, we'll take our Yom Tov, which is coming up.
Second day could be Saturday.
Yom Tov is Shabbos Sunday, like Sukkot, Shabbos Sunday. The child was born, what's Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes. Ben Ashmoshes between Shabbos and Sunday.
So you make it on Sunday,
which is 8 or 9, yes? Yeah. And Sunday is second day Yom Tov.
You'd
have a problem, though.
So why not?
If it's a baby, so you have to be mild. If it's a Ben Ashmoshes baby, then you'd have a Sabbath too.
Oh, excellent. Why according to what I just said, there's no reason why not? According to the Rambam, you can make the bris on the even a definite shalom is money, you can make them. Yeah. But the problem is the Shulchan Aruch rules that it's shalom is money, we don't. The Shulchan Aruch passes not like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. So Zotra Bekiva Eger, the Chassam Sofer, the Neidi Behuta, the Pistre Chuva. It's true that with Paskin like the Rosh, that a Mila which is definitely not in its time. We don't do it second day Yom Tov, not like the Rambam. But when we have a Sofik, so you have a Sfex fake, because the whole second day Yom Tov is only perhaps it's Yom Tov today. Perhaps Rosh Chodesh was late, perhaps it's Yom Tov. Perhaps it's not Yom Tov. Even if it is Yom Tov, perhaps it's the eighth day. And perhaps we should do Bris today. So it's a Sfex fake.
The Rosh is doing on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
And the Mishnah is a Chal from
Sofik. Oh, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. No, the Mishnah is not a Chal from Sofik. No, the Mishnah says, no, he was born. It's talking about a place where he's born 8. It's definitely not his 8th day. It's not even a Sofik Bismani. It's definitely Shalom Bismani. He was born, his Sofik Shalom Bismani was first day Yom Tov. We're talking about what you're doing the Bris on the 12th, or 13th, or 12th day, or 11th day. So it's definitely Shalom Bismani. That which they say, that which the Rosh was machmir, that you can't do Brit Shalevi Zman in the second day, that's only because it's not a Sofik. Voltas given a Sofik, would it be a Sofik? The Rosh would even matter. So it's a Sfeik it we had, matter. Not only that, the Shach and the Groin, both Paskin like the Rambam, that even Brit, which is definitely not at its right time, you can do on second day Yom Tov. So we have the Shach and the Rambam rule, the Shach, the Groin rule like the Rambam, that you can do a Brit, which is definitely Shalevi Zman on Yom Tov Sheni, even Yom Tov Sheni. Legabe a Sofik, we've got a Sfeik Sfeiker. That a brisha levi zmanoi, even a sofik brisha, if it's a sofik brisha levi zmanoi, you can do it on second day yom tov. That's many, many achronim paskin like that. And in out, sorry. One second. We're going to get that. And the gabbai yetzadefin, if we say yetzadefin is also a sofik, whether the pas, whether we, if like the rule like the rift that yetzadefin is a sofik, whether we do the brisha on Shabbos or not. So yetzadefin, a cesarean section, is the same sfek sfeiker on second day yom tov. Now, so it will come out seemingly that there's many, many tzadim to be made on to do a bris on the second day yom tov of a yotze dofen. The truth is, like you're saying that you mentioned that there's a minig. It's not clear that there's a minig like this. There's a machlokes which starts from the Amorim and carries on right down till present day. Rav Moshe Feinstein passing that you don't do a bris of sofik shalevi zmanei on the second day yom tov. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Elasher passing that you do. There's many, many sveikim. The Stei Chemed brings lists of posts to discuss this issue. In Yetzer Dofen, it should be slightly better because you're being Marviach many tzadim because you've got this Sfek Sfeika and you've got the Rambam who paskins anyway that Yom Tov Sheni doesn't make a difference for Yetzer Dofen. So even if you learn like Reb Chaim learned in the Rambam, the Yetzer Dofen definitely does not push off Yom Tov. Yetzer Dofen definitely does not push off Shabbos. It's not just a Sotik. Nevertheless, he holds anyway you can do a bris on the Yom Tov Sheni. So it would seem that there's a very, very big place to be made for a bris, either Sotik Shalev Isman or Yetzer Dofen on the second day Yom Tov. And of course, as with any shayla, one has to ask a rav. In such a case, what the moel will generally do is he'll tell the avi haben, the father of the son, has to ask his rav. And obviously, the moel has to find out as well whether he is permitted to do it. But the shayla usually goes to the avi haben and asks his rav, except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we don't happen because that's the mission already. Okay.